This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's see how we're going to pull this one off. No, this is not. Well, this is Doug Steffen. I'm normally here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. However, my partner in this hour is Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television. But because Michael is at the European Radio Talk Show Host Convention, and
so fancy,
found it somewhat awkward to participate, I've decided to break with tradition, and I mean break with tradition, and bring you several of the cast members of my Monday through Friday program called The Good Day Show. Those people would be, in alphabetical order, can we do this in alphabetical order? Yes, Jennifer Horn, ladies first anyway. Well, Jennifer Horn is here, who is a broadcaster of some note. Matter of fact, hit the high note right now, Jennifer, will you please? That's very good. Okay.
Is that a good one?
Along with her is Richard McFadden, who is on the Good Day program, someone who didn't probably, when he came through school, learn how to hit the high notes. You want to hit any kind of a note?
I used to be able to hit the high notes. Now I can just hit the low notes.
Really? Okay.
That's hotter anyway. Low notes always better, Richie.
Yeah. All right. So we're here to discuss the top 10 items on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the list prepared by the folks at Talkers Magazine. We're going to discuss them, not the same. It will not sound like it does when Michael Harrison is here, but because we're all sort of registered and approved talk radio mavens, we have an opinion, we have a brain, we are able to understand these items, and so we'll take them one by one. I'll go through the list first, though, so you kind of get a hankering as to where we are going. As a matter of fact, you know, we don't do with Michael, and we probably ought to. We used to use the big-voiced announcer that would bring us from number 10 to number 1. I don't know why, actually, we stopped doing that, except some people thought it was corny. And
a little hokey.
You think it's a little hokey?
Yeah. I mean, it's fun.
Jennifer, you be the big-voiced announcer.
Oh, you know, this is not hokey at all. All right. No. Number 10.
All right. The replacement discussion on the justice that will go in and fill the shoes of Antonin Scalia. That's number 10.
Number 9.
Number 9, the passing of Nancy Reagan.
Oh, this is terrible. Number 8.
The shooting in Pennsylvania.
Number 7.
Number 7.
There he is.
Apparently, Rich doesn't like your voice.
No, I like it. I wanted to try both of them together.
We're going to do it in surround sound.
Okay. The battle in the Middle East with Daesh.
Number 6.
You're going to do number 6.
Number 6.
Okay. The situation in North Korea with a little worm and his nuclear threats.
Number 5.
There you go.
All right. Aaron Andrews. And what is the outcome of that trial?
Number 4.
The migrant issues as they apply to the Europeans.
Number 3.
The migrant issues as they apply to the Americans.
Number 2.
Hillary Clinton. Fill in the blank with whatever you'd like to talk about with regard to her.
On the Top Talk Radio Story of the Week.
Very good, Jennifer. Here's a shocker. The presidential race.
What?
All right. So let's go backwards here. The presidential race, the most talked about topic on News Talk Radio this week. There are a lot of people who say the tide is turning now. Now, we should probably admit, Michael doesn't ever tell you what he thinks, although sometimes you can tell by the drift of his conversation where his heart is or where his mind is. It is not usually with people who listen to me carefully. It's not difficult to figure out where I am. I have made no secret about the fact that were I to have the choice today on who to vote for, I would vote for Donald Trump over who might be or who's assumed to be the leader on the other side. I also would tell you that if I had my preference and could vote for anybody who's out there who would seem to be qualified and interested, I would be voting for Michael Bloomberg. My colleagues do not agree with that. They don't agree with Michael Bloomberg. However, they do. Well, actually, that's not true, because Rich was – who'd you vote for? You voted for Carson in the primary, right?
Yeah. Had I had my first choice, I would have voted for Carly Fiorina.
Yes.
But she was done.
Right.
And Carson was pretty much done. But at that point, I was so upset with Donald Trump, I just couldn't pull the hammer for him.
Right.
And Rubio, I don't like. He's a puppet. And right. Cruz, oh, I just can't warm up.
Want to lose? Vote for Cruz.
You know what? He's a – good conservative, but he's
a big phony.
He's a great conservative and a good constitutionalist, but to win an election, it's questionable to see if he can tack far enough to the middle to bring in general election.
You know what it is with him that really makes me a little uncomfortable?
A little or a lot?
A little.
Okay.
The Canadian thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a slippery slope that once you say, you know what, it's okay for you, what Pandora's box do you open there forward?
Opens it up, I mean, to your enemies. I mean, you think the Republicans are going to be hard on you for the Canadian thing? I mean, Hillary will go after you for that.
It's just, and, I don't know that I'm ready to open that box up yet. So for that, I felt uncomfortable with him. Nothing against him. I think he's a decent guy.
All right, Jen, your preference?
I am a Trump girl. I think he is the one. I'd like to see someone that can beat Hillary Clinton. I think that would be the worst choice that we can make as a country to have her in office. And I think that Donald Trump is that person. He brings in independents. He brings in Democrats that are sick of the establishment names like the Clintons. And, you know, he can bring in a lot of different minority groups. I'd like to see him start working on bringing in women because I think that could be his one sticking point.
Right. Okay. All right. So that's where we are, at least in our world, the world of those who would want to have their way with our vote one way or another. Now, where are you thinking? You can obviously participate in this in some way, shape, or form. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day is a good place to have input on what we talk about on the countdown. Also, the way to email any of us is Doug@DougStephan.com or Jennifer@DougStephan.com or Rich@DougStephan.com. What we're doing this week in the absence of Michael Harrison is presenting our point of view, the people who are on the Good Day program. We don't normally do a lot of politics, but we do have our opinions, and so they are of value, as are yours, as we continue on the Talk Radio Review. It's 14 past the hour.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Stats show moms spent 30% more time parenting, so take springtime tips from Uber Mom, Raina Saitel.
My family relies on nutritious snacks, and Skippy PB Bites are portable and poppable with 5 grams of protein. There are 2 varieties, double peanut butter and pretzel, in the peanut butter aisle.
And for springtime nasal allergies?
Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour tackles itchy, runny noses and congestion. digestion for everyone ages 2 and up, available over-the-counter at full prescription strength.
Lifestyle expert Valerie Greenberg says moms have to take care of themselves, too.
Protect and repair creams from Excipial, the first over-the-counter two-step program for hardworking hands. In the morning, it hydrates skin and gives you glove-like protection that lasts all day. At night, Rapid Repair Cream soothes dry, irritated, and itchy skin.
And for handling colds?
I use Coldeve Classic Cherry Lozenges because they're clinically proven to shorten colds by almost half the time. And they're the number one pharmacist-recommended brand.
For more, visit videopump.tv.
For the best deals and the best styles of the season, get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Sale. All in-stock North American and European laminate is 10 to 20% off. Get popular styles from just 39 cents. Plus, get up to $2 a square foot off 3/4 inch solid pre-finished hardwood and pre-finished engineered hardwood from 99 cents. Get 20% off wood look tile. And all in-stock vinyl plank is on sale. Plus, deals on bamboo from $169 and 18-month special financing. The best flooring deals end Tuesday, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
You're listening to the weekly talk radio countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen here with a couple of my colleagues from the Weekday Good Day program, Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden, here as we discuss some of the items that are topical in the trending box at talkers.com. Michael Harrison is at the European Talk Radio Convention in Paris this weekend. So we zoom on past where we were with the presidential race and politics and so forth to a discussion, whether this is a long one or a short one, the immigration policies, plural, here and in Europe, and the reality. Many people, I don't want to necessarily go back to politics, but a lot of people are beginning to wake up to something that was a reality, and I don't know why more people weren't talking about it. News media doesn't pay much attention to it, except with the occasional op-ed piece. The situation that we have in the Middle East and all of the horror that's been wrought on the Syrians, those people who are being displaced and running to Europe and to America as refugees, would never have happened, Donald Trump is happy to tell you, and I'm happy to agree with him, would never have happened had we not gone into Iraq and destabilized the area. So from that, what do you do now? There was some conversation this week about, and I think it was Donald Trump who said, if he were president, he'd send a massive force in to wipe these people out. Now, that may be A-OK in terms of the current problem, but it doesn't solve the lingering problem of people who are disaffected and people who want something better. And not unlike what happened after World War One with the rise of Nazism. So how do you, you know, I guess it's, this is easy to point fingers at the problem and say, yeah, this would not have happened if, okay, but we're beyond that now. We got a problem. How do we fix it? And I think that's where the discussion is. Nobody seems to want to agree, but every leader of the European countries that's talked about this seems to be in trouble if they brought in a lot of people from Syria. The
migrants are causing big problems.
Yes.
I mean, you look at Germany, that country's being overrun. There's crime, tons of crime against women. And Saudi Arabia sits there, Dougie. They sit there with empty air-conditioned tents with TVs and not a person in them. And that's where the pressure should come. Someone like Donald Trump or whoever the candidate might be, whoever the eventual new president is, needs to sit on the doorstep of Saudi Arabia and implore them to take in those migrants. And that's the first step. And then you have to go in and figure out, do you work with Putin? Do you not? How do you fight these guys at their own game? I would say bomb the heck out of their oil fields. Or better yet, that's where our military action is. Take over the oil fields and cut off the pocketbook of ISIS.
Yeah. Well, they've already done that to an extent. They are hitting them where it counts in the pocketbook by bombing their oil trucks and bombing the pipelines where they're getting all of their money out of. So, but the problem with sending troops in, Doug, is there's no running government there to take over once you've defeated ISIS.
No, that's right. So same thing, we created a vacuum already once.
Yeah, right. So you go in and you blow the hell out of ISIS, and then what? So that's the other problem that needs to be fixed.
Well, we don't have good diplomats. We don't have people who are forward-thinking, and that's really what we need. We have no leadership in the world. Put the Pope in charge of this. He's a good leader.
Whoa, I like that's an idea out of left field.
But you know, I've said that consistently. The Pope is the only real leader I see on the international stage. You know, what he's going to do with that circumstance, I don't know about his military background, but come on. This thing goes on over and over and over again. We're not doing anything to fix it. We're making it worse by not fixing it, frankly. So anyway, okay, there are our comments on immigration policy. Same thing as the problem here in our country, frankly. Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, 21 past the hour on the countdown.
Non attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. This is the TRCS for the week of the 11th, actually the 7th of March to the 11th of March 2016. The Talkers charts were sort of darting in between some of the issues. When I say we, I have with me Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden, who are part of the Good Day program, which is my Monday through Friday program. This show, the Countdown Show, airs over the weekend on many of the same stations, actually, that carry Good Day. So the voices are familiar. Michael Harrison is out of the country at a talk radio convention in Europe this weekend. So let's spend some time talking about number five this week on the Countdown, the situation with Aaron Andrews. ESPN. Well, she doesn't work for ESPN anymore. Who does she work for now? I don't even know who she works for. I know she's still doing sports, but I don't think she still works for ESPN, does she?
I thought she did.
Does she?
I think she does the NFL on Fox, or maybe, I don't know, but she's still on the sidelines. But her, probably the job that most women know her from, and most people involved with pop culture, is a co-host of Dancing with the Stars.
Yes, she's a Dancing with the Stars person. Thank you for reminding
us. Currently
that.
On Fox College Football.
Fox College.
Look
football.
At me.
Very good, Jennifer.
I know.
All right. So the whole story is about her and this was, 2009, was it? 2010? It was a couple, 3 or 4 or 5 years ago when she had checked into a hotel, and it was a Marriott in Nashville. She was there to cover some sporting event, and she went up to her room and undressed and was getting ready to go to bed. She didn't know she was being watched until actually she heard about what happened from one of her colleagues. This guy who is a scumbag, and I don't want to use his name, finds out from the management, goes to the front desk, where's Aaron Andrews? They said, oh, she's in room 738. Okay, is there a room next to her that's available? Yeah, 737 is available. Good, I'll take it. Nobody asks any questions. He goes upstairs to the room, knocks out the hole in the lock of the door, and proceeds to do his thing. And then after he's taped her undressing, naked in the room where she would expect privacy,
He tries to bribe or get some kind of ransom. Doesn't work, but he posts the stuff on the internet anyway. And here is Aaron Andrews explaining to Oprah how she found out.
How did you come to know that the video existed?
I was out of town working an event for ESPN, and I got a phone call. I was tipped off by somebody that I knew, and he said, you need to check this out. People are saying this is you on the internet naked.
And you did check it out.
I laughed at him. Yeah. I said, no, it's not. I don't have any, nobody has naked footage of me. Are you kidding? This is not me. I could tell he got really upset, and he said, Aaron, you got to look. And I just said, oh, stop it.
Because however it was posted, were they saying it was you?
Yes.
They were saying it was you.
And so then there started to be talk. I opened up the computer, could feel my heart pounding, thought for 2 seconds.
And knew it was you. And knew it was you. Yeah.
Can you imagine? Jennifer, put yourself in her position.
You know, there's a lot of women. There are a lot of women that get famous making sex tapes or get putting out photos that are very risque. Those people do that knowingly. And it's a much different thing when you think you have this element of privacy, when you think you are all alone and you are very vulnerable. And to have that taken away from you, that sense of privacy, I don't know how long it takes for you to get that back because you've constantly got to be in a state of being on. You know, when we come home, we have the luxury of relaxing. I don't know that Aaron Andrews had that maybe she's got it back now. But this was a guy who was a known stalker to her. And it's inexcusable for Marriott to try to justify the security threat that they put upon her. Bunker. And then during the testimony, Doug, during the court case, they basically said, well, didn't you benefit from this because you become more famous? How dare you? This is a crime on women. I mean, give me a break.
And then Marriott says they fixed all the problems, and Inside Edition sends out a crew to a bunch of Marriott hotels and finds out what a bunch of fakers they are. The same thing happened over and over and over again as they registered at Marriott hotels and went through the same routine that she did. So shame on them. Thank you for your input on this, Jennifer. We'll continue with the talk radio.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. amputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We're at 33 past the hour now as the Talk Radio Countdown show continues. Is there a Talk Radio Countdown, or that's already aired, I guess, Richie, huh?
It already did. Talk Radio singers have already sung.
So now it's time for us to talk.
We only jam once per hour, so, about, you know.
Yeah, right. All right, so Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden are with me on the Countdown this week because Michael Harrison, who's normally here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is in Europe. He was invited to speak at the International, I thought it was just a European, but the International Talk Radio Review, whatever the heck's going on over there. I'm offended because I wasn't invited, frankly.
I was going to say, I don't know how Rich and I got the raw end of the deal where we're here and Michael Harrison's in Paris, but, you know, hey.
The raw end of the deal? You're spending an hour with me. How raw can that be?
Pretty raw.
Let's flip out.
All right, keep going here. So let's review where we are to this point in the countdown. And I'm not sure that we're taking this in any particular order, but I'll just go through these with you again, all of them, in terms of the top 10. Scalia and his replacement, number 10, Nancy Reagan passing 9. The shooting in Pennsylvania, 8. I don't even want to talk about that. Just more of the same shoot 'em up stuff. Oof. The battle against Daesh is 7. North Korea. What do we say about that little twerp? Why haven't the Chinese done something about him? That's the question. They're just waiting for the right time?
Because they like having them torment us.
Ah.
It's to the advantage of the Chinese to have them as
like
a
the henchmen.
Crawl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they control them only to the extent that is good for them, not to the extent that it's good for us.
Ah, isn't that sweet? We haven't done anything for them lately except establish the country as a world power.
Right.
Thank you, America. And then we borrow the money that we've spent buying their stuff, we borrow back from them
so we can pay off or we can go into debt even further. What's the national debt now? About $18 trillion?
Coming up on 19.
Yeah, thank you.
The good news is
Chinese.
China is in just as much of trouble as we are financially. So.
Right, so we can go bankrupt together. What a swell thing that'll be. Then who takes over? That little worm in North Korea, he could be the next dictator of the world. We'll all go broke.
He couldn't run his way out of a wet paper bag.
Well, we'll get Dennis Rodman then to take over. That would be good.
He's our ambassador.
You know, we were talking about immigration policy, and I didn't think that we gave enough time to something that isn't discussed as much as it ought to be discussed, in my opinion, and that is the role of Saudi Arabia. There was a big to-do, I think, as a matter of fact, didn't I read part of an op-ed piece on one of the Good Day hours this past week? Jennifer, do you remember me doing that? I remember finding this op-ed piece. I think I did read a couple, three or four paragraphs from the new Saudi Arabian prince who's in charge of BS at the U.S. Embassy in America, talking about what great friends the Saudis are to the Americans and what great friends the Americans are to the Saudis. What a load of baloney. The Saudis are the biggest fakers in the Middle East. There's lots of fakers in the Middle East, but the Saudis are the biggest fakers. Here they want, this guy is presenting Saudi Arabia like it was some kind of normal place to live, where women are treated worse than dirt, and the way they run the country, there's 34% unemployment, and the royal family keeps all the money from the oil, and they give a little bit here and a little bit there. You know, what happens in Alaska, for those of you who don't know that, we have so much oil, or they have so much oil in Alaska, people go up there. It's not exactly prime real estate. You know, let's face it, Alaska's not the nicest place to live. It's cold and snowy and wintry much of the year. In the good weather, it's delightful in Alaska. But a lot of men go up there to work. There aren't a lot of women. So if you become a resident of Alaska, you share in the state's share of the revenues from the oil that comes through the pipeline. So the average Alaskan, if you didn't know this, gets about $30,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year out of that whole ordeal. At least that's what I've been told. Money may not be that high, but it's, I think on average it's pretty close to that. So, excuse me. Anyway, the reason I bring that up is because if the Saudis had a brain, they're looking around them over there and they see every Middle Eastern despot falling. I mean, even the Iranians have in their election a couple of weeks ago shown that they're fed up with the Ayatollah and all this anti-Western rhetoric and let's go to war and let's have a bomb. They voted out almost completely the radicals. So the people now have expressed themselves pretty much the same as we here in America do. We don't like our government. They don't like their government. So we're now sort of rising up and really expressing ourselves as they did. They took the lead. And so of 40, I believe it was 40 some odd parliamentary seats, 34 of them went to the moderates. Therefore, the Ayatollah kind of loses his grip on power. And the fellow, and this is back a reaction even all the way back to I'm a Dinner Jacket, who is a nut bird and so far to the right that, you know, there were death threats on him all the time. Now there's a moderate in there, and that's what people want. Iran is a very educated country. Saudi Arabia is not. They don't really provide an educational system there, and that's the problem through much of the Middle East, especially where the disruption has occurred. The only exception to that, in my experience, is Egypt. There's pretty well educated population, and they rose up against Mubarak, and now they get something worse, and most of them think, gee, wouldn't it be great if we had Mubarak back again? Even though he was as corrupt as they came, he was tried and convicted of all kinds of horrible things. But, you know, they say, hey, wait a minute, we were prospering under Mubarak, and Egyptians are not prospering under their current rule. And let's face it, all around the world, people vote their pocketbook. Don't you agree? I mean, that certainly, it boils down to that here, although there are a lot of people making the argument that immigration is turning out to be the number one issue of this year's political season. But
that has a lot to do with our pocketbook.
It does.
Our economy slowing down because of the immigration issue.
Right, exactly. So anyway, I wanted to point that out as far as the Saudis are concerned, what a bunch of fakers they are, and what actually is going on over there. You know what I haven't done thus far, Richie and Jennifer, is go through the list of people. Every week we go through the top 10 stories, the top 10 people who are on the list. So I would do that. Although, as you follow the list of what we're talking about, what the top topics of the week are, you can probably glean from that who would be on the list. Antonin Scalia, Nancy Reagan, Kim Jong-un, Angela Merkel, Mitt Romney, Bernie Sanders, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump. The only person we haven't really talked about here, and it may be because it's just to be discarded, is how much Mitt Romney embarrassed himself, the hierarchy of the Republican Party, and those people who supported him, as did I, when he ran 4 years ago. He was governor of Massachusetts, did a very good job here. Whatever happened to any or all of that legacy, it went up in smoke. People have generally across the board pretty much said this guy is, he was a tool, he was a puppet of the party or the Koch brothers or whoever it is that's really running the Republican National Committee. And so what good did it do him and them? Jennifer, you have a local program that airs in Southern California, in addition to doing our Good Day program. Mm-hmm. What do people say about him when you were talking about this? Because you do a lot of politics on that program.
You know, I run in all the circles pretty much of what's going on with the GOP right now. There's the angry, you know, tired of the establishment, tired of the same old Trump supporters. There's the people that think they're representing conservatism in the form of a lot of talk radio hosts going for Ted Cruz. And then there's the establishment types also kind of on the radio. And all of them are disappointed with Mitt Romney. And Dougie, I think it's because there is someone here in this group that cannot, and he's the person. He cannot be the one to lecture us on electability or conservatism.
No, 'cause he blew it.
He blew it twice with the election. Mm-hmm. 2012 was his to lose. He wouldn't get into the mud with President Obama. Yet, at the same time, he's very willing to get into the mud with a candidate on his own team. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of, I mean, it's very hypocritical. He hit Donald Trump for not being a good businessman when there were videos on the internet of him praising Donald Trump for his business acumen.
Right.
And, you know, then he can't really lecture on conservatism because the reason he lost, aside from not getting dirty with Obama, is he couldn't bring out those conservative evangelicals who don't typically go to the polls. And the person that has been able to bring them out is not Ted Cruz, who was at the beginning the odds-on favorite to get that group riled up.
Yep.
It's Donald Trump, because even though he's not one of them, he will protect, or at least they feel he'll protect what they want to say and their right to practice religion.
Mm-hmm. Shake him up, baby.
Yeah.
Twist and shout.
Gosh. Yeah. You can't have a guy like Mitt Romney who's associated with Bain Capital, a company that goes in and cuts jobs as opposed to building them, and hit Donald Trump in the same breath with the fact that he's had some failed businesses that resulted in people losing their job. I mean, Donald Trump has created more jobs than he's lost, that's for sure.
Yep. Okay. That's a good overview of that. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Without Michael Harrison, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen at 44 past the hour.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Stats show mom spent 30% more time parenting, so take springtime tips from Uber Mom, Raina Seitel.
My family relies on nutritious snacks, and Skippy PB Bites are portable and poppable with 5 grams of protein. There are 2 varieties, double peanut butter and pretzel, in the peanut butter aisle.
And for springtime nasal allergies?
Nasacort Allergy 24-hour tackles itchy, runny noses and congestion for everyone ages 2 and up. It's available over-the-counter at full prescription strength.
Lifestyle expert Valerie Greenberg says moms have to take care of themselves, too.
Protect and repair creams from Excipial, the first over-the-counter 2-step program for hard-working hands. In the morning, it hydrates skin and gives you glove-like protection that lasts all day. At night, Rapid Repair Cream soothes dry, irritated, and itchy skin.
And for handling colds?
I use Coldies Classic Cherry Lozenges because they're clinically proven to shorten colds by almost half the time. And they're the number one pharmacist-recommended brand.
For more, visit videopump.tv.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
For over 75 years, Geico's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call Geico. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
You're listening to this week's Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Normally, Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine, but because he's traveling in Europe this week, I have Jennifer Horner, Rich McFadden here as we finish off, sort of dust off of the issues of the week. Sometimes I do something that I refer to as a countdown extra. There are things that sort of crop up that are discussable, things that are important, things that apply to a lot of conversation that maybe is just under the surface, like this announcement of the Pentagon this week. They've denied, never mind lied, they denied using military drones to spy over U.S. soil, but they won't. Now they've been outed. It is known, according to many conversations we've had this week, that they're using the drones and have been using them for 10 years over America. But they won't say how many times a day, a month, or a year they are used. Less than 20. I don't know what that means. Was it less than 20 times a day? 20 times a day. Somebody asked at a press conference, okay, how many times do you use these drones? And the official said, less than 20. Okay, less than 20 what? And then they wouldn't...
For what purpose?
Yeah, exactly. And so...
National security, or you're going to bust a corner gang or a tax cheat or...
It reveals... Here's one thing, Richie, the report shows, that one mayor asked for drones to be sent over his city in order to find potholes.
Huh. Okay.
But the request,
I actually think that's a good use, because
denied. Well, it was denied by the Pentagon. That's not a military.
No, but that's a good use.
Why couldn't you just put a state trooper helicopter up there?
Yep. Well, because this is too easy now. This is, everything's been made easy with the Patriot Act. People don't realize, once again, not thinking about the ramifications. Oh yeah, we're gonna have something to get to those terrorists.
Militarization of states.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, we had that whole problem. That's what the whole thing. Remember earlier last year?
Yeah, when they're getting tanks.
All these, when Ferguson erupted, and people say, "Where are these, all these SWAT teams come from? These guys don't even know how to use."
Yeah, but the scary part is, like, I hear what you're saying. They don't know how to use it, and they have this equipment there. But at the same time that we think that the states are getting more militarized, the government is trying to hide it. Did you guys see the story about how they want to change the uniforms of law enforcement to make them look less military-like?
No.
Yeah. And then you've got the story about the Obama administration wanting to pull the equipment out of these cities. So it's like they are militarizing, but do you think it's just they're trying to, like, cover it? Like, now that we're becoming smarter and we're waking up to this, that they're trying to throw it under the rug?
Yeah, uh-huh. When you have a riot in a city, in a major city, and all of a sudden tanks show up.
Yeah.
Horrible optics, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, really bad. It makes us look like some, third world country. That's not acceptable under any circumstances.
Whatever happened to the good old days when they just stick German shepherds on you and beat you with batons?
Yeah.
Or spray water all over you.
I don't think that worked out either.
Yeah, well, it was the era of when the riots took place in the 60s and the anti-Vietnam stuff in the 70s. That was all part of this. All right, well, good discussion. Thank you both for being here and helping us out as we reviewed a lot of the conversation having a lot of the great talk radio programs with the hosts around the country. I consider these two to be great hosts. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on The Countdown.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 53 past the hour, the Talk Radio Review, the Countdown Show continues with Stephen J.J. Wiseman joining us now, lawyer, college professor, one of the leading experts on scams and identity theft. You know, I meant to ask you about this a week or two ago. There's a universal problem, even maybe you have experienced, I've experienced, these toll road passes that are now part of a huge email scam. People who use toll road transponders, like what we have here, the Easy Pass, have been targeted in an email scam. They claim in these emails to involve your toll bills that you didn't pay. You went through. We got your license plate. You owe us $100 in fines. Yada yada yada. No, you don't. So how does this? I mean, this is just one of hundreds of scams that you profile on your website, scamaside.com, right?
It is. And, you know, it's a very common one. And part of the problem today is at one time, and I used to teach in the state prison system in Massachusetts, and there were these old con men that were decrying when they were doing their cons. It took skill, but today anybody can do it. And particularly you get an
I'm a skilled crook.
Yeah. I mean, it's very, very easy to have your logo look good, maybe a digit or a letter off on the email address, and so it can be quite convincing. So anytime you get an email, a phone call asking you for money, and you know it's not legitimate or have any question, what you do is you contact, in this case, you contact the real Easy Pass people and not at the number that they give you. As a matter of fact, always be careful when you dial. There was a company that got grabbed by the Federal Trade Commission. They bought a million phone numbers that were just like one digit off from Chase Bank USA, Bank of America, and so people thought they were calling the bank, and they called these scammers who then got their information. So you got to be you never trust what you get for your communications asking you for money.
Speaking about trusted communication, this Hillary email case, my God. Does this ever go away? There was a lot of conversation about it. Legal ramifications are up in smoke by this time, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, they're really, and smoke is a good way to describe it, because it doesn't seem to be a lot there. You know, frankly, a much better issue that I'd love to see the media get into is how they classify something as secret, top secret, because there is a lot of material that the public should be able to have access to, particularly through, say, the Freedom of Information Act, that we don't because it's overclassified. Bottom line is there may have been some minor, somewhat maybe even technical or not technical violations by Hillary Clinton of the email rules. They were done also by Colin Powell. They were done by Condoleezza Rice. This has become tremendously politicized when there really isn't anything there.
The Aaron Andrews case, we talked about it last week with a different spin on it because the results were in, $55 million. How much will she actually see of that?
She'd be lucky to get six. First of all, you break down 51% of it is to the stalker. He was doing it because he didn't have money to begin with, and he's
right.
In prison. So she's getting nothing there.
From him.
Marriott has it. Marriott, they'll appeal, but it'll be tough to overturn the verdict. But even there, the attorneys will be getting anywhere from a third to 40%. My thought is they'll probably, during the course of the appeals, will settle. And I would say she'll probably get between 6 and 10.
Let's spend a minute before we're out of time talking about the haggling regarding the replacement for Mr. Scalia and what to look for even after the Republicans make themselves look foolish. What's going to come out? No matter who's president, who shows up in a job like this?
You know, there are some pretty eminent jurists out there right now, including some that were approved as federal judges by votes of
by
like 97 to nothing.
Yeah.
So, yes, exactly. I think the president is going to name someone in line with his political views, but somewhat centrist. And the president is not a raging progressive or liberal. And ultimately, I think public opinion is going to turn that the Senate is going to have to confirm.
I think some of the people listening to this program might argue with you about his liberalism, but we'll leave that for another time. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, legal authority here on The Countdown Show.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.